Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Imagine yourself on a beach across the bay, crouched on a rock, a data sheet in one hand and a sea star in the other. Gently flipping rocks and measuring rays, you and your team fill up your data sheet with the answers to a question researchers up and down the West Coast have been anxiously asking. Are sea star populations rebounding after the sea star wasting syndrome die-offs a decade ago? Much of the data on local sea star wasting syndrome has been gathered by kids and teens, shepherded along the rocky intertidal zone by naturalists and teachers. In fact, over 80% of the participants in Coastal Studies sea star wasting surveys have been students, ranging from kindergarten to college. This week, we're putting a spotlight on a couple citizen science projects on the Kenai Peninsula. Citizen science, meaning research that centers on data collected by the general public, has been gaining momentum in recent years, and for good reason. People of all different backgrounds, ages, and professions can make valuable observations about their environment. Citizen science is one approach to using local environmental knowledge to support research, and vice versa, using research to support local environmental knowledge. So how does citizen science work exactly? Well, in the case of sea star wasting surveys, naturalists lead the citizen scientists, who might be students, interns, or volunteers, to a few survey plots at low tide, where they identify, count, and measure the sea stars. Coastal Studies staff submits the data to a national monitoring network. Our data contributes to a big picture understanding of sea star population change on the West Coast. This model of organizing groups of volunteers to collect data is just one approach to citizen science. Another is to pool observations and discoveries that members of the public have already made on their own. Researchers can combine that information with advanced measurement tools like carbon dating to show patterns or answer research questions. Imagine yourself now on a different beach, somewhere on the long, sandy stretch between Homer and Clam Gulch. Something in the sand catches your eye, and you bend down to pick up a rock with layers unlike any you've ever seen before. Turning this dense stone over in your hands, you start to wonder, could this be a fossil? For a handful of lucky local rock hounds, the answer has been yes. Your cool beach rock is actually a fossilized mammoth tooth. Homer archaeologist Janet Klein and Soldotna area geologist Richard Rieger documented the fossil finds of local rock hounds and beachcombers to better understand the peninsula's ice age history. Using radiocarbon technology to age them, they found that ice age mammals like mammoths and steppe bison lived on the Kenai Peninsula dating as far back as 48,000 years ago and as recently as about 20,000 years ago. Scientists had previously thought that these animals only lived in interior Alaska, never on the Kenai. But these citizen science discoveries led the pair to form a new theory about the Kenai Peninsula's role in the Ice Age. Instead of being completely glaciated like most of the Kenai Peninsula, parts of the Caribou Hills of the southwestern peninsula were free of ice. Mammals migrated into the area in between glaciations and found a suitable habitat, and remained there for nearly 30,000 years. The Kenai Peninsula is a dynamic place, where storms, tides, or floods can unearth fossils from millennia ago. So it doesn't always take a formal dig site to find evidence of the peninsula's past. Sometimes all it takes is a beach walk, a keen eye, and a phone call to local experts. Maybe you'd like to try your hand at counting sea stars, or maybe you're feeling inspired to start looking for mammoth teeth along the beach. There are lots of citizen science programs happening in our community, from monitoring sandhill crane nests to quantifying local marine debris. If you think you might like to be a citizen scientist, get in touch with the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, and we'll happily connect you to citizen science opportunities. This is Sarah Lily Stein, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.